Abundance Zone, offering you tips and tools for supercharging your ability to attract more of what you desire into your life. Learn how to step into the Abundance Zone and stay there more consistently and watch your life transform. Hi, this is Dr. Eve DeLunas. In episode 14 of the Abundance Zone, we looked at your two selves, your ego or false self, and your essence or true self. We discuss the qualities of each, how the ego takes you out of the abundance zone, and essence puts you in the abundance zone. And we looked at some ways you can recognize if you are in ego or essence at any given moment. In this episode, as promised, I addressed how you can shift out of your ego into essence when you become aware that your ego has taken over. First, let me remind you that what you don't want to do is judge, berate, or beat up on yourself for being in your ego. That's just your ego judging you for having an ego. Remember, we all have an ego. We never get rid of it, no matter how evolved we may become, but there are ways to let it impact us less and less of the time. Remember also that the ego is what directs your thought stream, that takes you out of the present moment and generally plays and replays the same thoughts that evoke negative emotions, thoughts that make you feel terrible. The ego doesn't know the truth about anything, and it's not who you are. You are essence, the one who witnesses the ego. You are awareness. Your essence, who you really are, is masked by your ego. You are goodness personified. Your light and love and compassion. You are kindness and generosity of spirit. You are creativity and wonderment. You are a physical expression of these divine qualities and countless others. Integrity, courage, patience, thoughtfulness, discernment, wisdom, responsibility, gratitude, joy, peace, and love in a multitude of forms. So, given that your ego blocks your ability to experience essence, and given that your ego takes you out of the abundance zone, what can you do when you find that your ego has been triggered and it's running away with itself? It's taken off and doing whatever it does that ends up making you feel worse, making you feel terrible. Well, what I would like to do now is take you through a process that you can use when you find that your ego has been triggered. So for the sake of this process, I'd like you just to imagine that you are just walking in the door of your home after a long day of work and you're really tired and you notice that your roommate or your spouse or your partner or your kids or whoever you live with, that one person or several people you live with have left the kitchen in a huge mess. And whoever's left the kitchen like this is not around. And let's pretend that your ego gets triggered and off you go in your head, playing sentences like, I have to do everything around here. I can never count on others to do what they say they're going to do. I can't believe this person left this huge mess for me to clean up. And as your ego is repeating these thoughts again and again and really ruminating on them and really focusing on this mess and nothing but this mess, that's all you can see, that's all you can think about, and you're getting more and more worked up, and you're feeling angry, and you're feeling discouraged, and you're feeling depressed, and you're feeling hopeless. And maybe all of these thoughts and feelings are familiar ones to you. This is a pattern for you that you fall into from time to time. What can you do about this? Well, the first thing I recommend that you do is realize that witnessing your ego's mental processes means you are already one step removed from the ego. You're watching it. This is great because whenever you're the witness, you're in essence. So you are already tapping into your true self. Your true self, which is pure awareness. In order to be able to notice from afar, a little bit farther than being right in the ego in the moment, noticing a little more of the big picture of what's going on, noticing that your ego is really getting worked up about this situation. So I recommend that you congratulate yourself on being aware enough to witness your ego doing its thing, that it's getting mileage from seeing itself as the victim. And you're noticing all of this without judging yourself for having these thoughts, hopefully, not judging yourself for having these thoughts or feelings. As you continue witnessing, the ego may start to lose some of its steam, but because you've gotten all worked up about this, it will probably help to take 3 deep breaths just to calm down your nervous system and help you to detach from your ego even more. And then I recommend that you change your surroundings. Go into another room or outside if you can. It'll be easier to do the next part of this process I'm going to recommend if you leave the room that triggered your ego rant. And so, assuming that you're not driving right now, I'm going to invite you to follow along with this process and put your body in a comfortable position, either seated or lying down, and begin breathing slowly and deeply and imagining that you're breathing into your heart center, the area around your heart. And breathing slowly out of your heart center. Giving yourself this time now. And should thoughts arise, that's absolutely fine. Just let them go and bring your attention back to the point of focus, which right now is breathing in and out of your heart center. Very good. And begin placing your internal focus on your hands. Feel the life force in your hands. Notice what it is like. That life force that is in each and every cell of your body. Feel it as it moves through your hands. What does it feel like? How would you describe the feeling? Is it tingly? Is it smooth? Is it bubbly? And do you feel it differently in different parts of your hands, your palms? Are they the same or different than the feelings in each of your fingers? And do you feel the life force more strongly in one hand than the other? Or in certain parts of the hand? Is it stationary or does it shift? Can you feel the life force even surrounding your hands? How far does it go? If you feel it, and it's fine if you don't, whatever you feel or don't feel is absolutely fine. There's nothing you have to do or have to feel. Just play with it. Be light and playful, curious, observant. Very good. Now place your attention in your feet. Notice the life force in your feet. How does the energy feel in your feet? Is it different from the energy in your hands? Just observe. Be curious. Notice everything you can about it. And again, if thoughts come, just allow them to pass, let them go. Notice there is even more distance perhaps between you and your thoughts now. As you examine the life force in and around your feet, is the energy in one foot different from the energy in the other? As you play with this, you will notice that going into your body tends to reduce much of the ego's thought stream. There's not much for the ego to say or do when you're focused in your body. Being in your body takes you into the present moment, into the sensory world, where your essence thrives. This is where you connect with essence, also called presence. As you continue this exercise, perhaps you will notice a feeling of deep peace beginning to reveal itself, a feeling of flow, expansiveness, stillness, deep calm. Notice what it feels like to you. There's no way you are supposed to feel. There's nothing you're supposed to do or get or resolve or figure out. Whatever you experience is perfect for you in this moment and the next and the one after that. For you'll notice that our experience is always shifting a little. You may also notice that the ego becomes rather impatient with these kinds of processes. The ego wants more action, more excitement, more drama. And that's okay. Be patient with yourself. Even a few moments of focusing on the energy in your hands and your feet can be helpful. Just enjoy the experience, enjoy the stillness, and then if you like, consider the situation that triggered your ego. Ask your essence to show you other ways to view the situation, what it has to teach you about yourself. Ask your essence, your presence, what is true in this situation? ask it what, if anything, it wants to do about this situation. What you might do or not do. Just notice, and you will find that more clarity comes to you with time about this situation, particularly if you ask your essence to help you to see it from a higher, broader perspective. And you're open to that, open to learning, open to growing. So when you're ready, I invite you to come back, opening your eyes, joining this time and space reality once again, stretching, bringing back all that you experienced, feeling clear-headed, refreshed and alert as you return fully and completely. Very good. You might want to try this next time you catch your ego taking over in any situation. There are multitudes of situations where our egos like to take over, and it's a little different for each of us. We tend to have, our egos have favorite triggers that give them the opportunity to go off, so to speak, on us or on life or on other people. Go into your body and tap into that essence that is always there awaiting you. And then see what you can learn about the situation. What is it to teach you? Because everything that happens to us, every event, every situation, every person in our lives is there not only for us to enjoy, to love, to have fun with, but also to teach us about ourselves, about life, to help us to grow. And that's what this is all about. So thank you for joining me today and for listening to this podcast. I really appreciate it. I would love to hear from you about how you're putting these tools from this podcast to use and any results you're experiencing. That would be very fun and exciting for me. You can feel free to email me at eve@theabundancezone.net. E-V-E @theabundancezone.net. And I wish you a beautiful week. Bye.